pain across Tuan's back and front woke her. She heard splashing. Brightness stabbed at her closed eyes. She wasn't in the sea anymore. Water trickled off her arms and legs. She swayed from side to side, prompting a fluttering in her stomach. Unsure whether it was wise, she opened her eyes. She hung in the air above the sea, quite close to the shore. She could see the sand beneath the water. The bullies must have found someone to rescue her. That was reassuring in a way. They delighted in making her life miserable, but they didn't hate her enough to want to let her drown. Though they'd doubtless remind her for years to come that she wasn't as good a swimmer as she'd claimed. Stupid, careless girl. She'd known the current was there, and she'd swum straight into it. Who had rescued her? He must be someone quite big if she was this high in the air. She turned her head and glimpsed a thick, scaly leg lifting out of the water. Closer to her, more scales and a huge yellow eye. The dragon had come back and was carrying her in his mouth. This must be why Papa wouldn't tell her what the dragon had said when he'd come to the hill all those years ago. He wanted to eat her. She tried to scream, but produced only a gurgling cough and a thin stream of watery vomit. The dragon had left one of her arms free, and she swung it wildly, unable to tell whether she hit anything. The dragon lowered his head and opened his mouth. With his tongue, he pushed her onto the wet sand. She tried to stand, but her legs wouldn't obey. She tried to crawl, but her injured arm started hurting again, and she collapsed on the ground. "Greetings, human Tuan," the dragon's voice reverberated in her head. "My name is Olahin. I wish our first meeting had been in more pleasant circumstances, but chaos always plots against fate." This was a different dragon from the one that had come to the monastery. He was dark green, not red. His voice sounded lighter than the red ones, though still strong enough to flatten a house. "Go away," she said. "Leave me alone." "Are you attempting to communicate with me? I regret that dragons do not understand the human mode of speech." Some feeling had returned to her legs. She tried to push herself up the beach, but succeeded only in digging a trough in the sand. "Can you hear me, human?" Olahin tilted his head to one side, bringing that eye more directly to bear on her. The movement reminded her of a crow. He trudged out of the water to stand next to her, his feet leaving deep holes in the sand. "If you can hear me, give me a sign. Raise your front leg, is that what you call it? Your arm." Papa had said only a few people could hear dragons. Was it wise to admit she was one of them? Maybe that was why he wanted to eat her. But if he was going to do that, why grab her and then release her? And why make a show of speaking to her? Dragons didn't have table manners, she recalled someone saying. Slowly, she raised her uninjured arm. "Good. Am I addressing Tuan, child of Iko? Raise your arm if that is true." Again, she raised her arm. "Good. It is difficult for me to explain how to speak in our mode, as I imagine it would be difficult for you to explain how to walk. I am told that for humans it is similar to speaking with your mouth, but you think what you wish to say." Papa had told her about how the dragons spoke. He'd said you had to want to be heard. Did he mean how you might want to eat a banana, something that might happen in the future or might not, or how you might want to turn your head, something that happened as soon as you thought about it? Only one way to find out. "Hello, dragon," she thought. "Olahin? Can you hear me?" No answer. "Can you hear me, dragon?" The dragon was silent for a few moments, then said, "If you attempted to speak then, I did not hear you." She closed her eyes and imagined herself eating the sweetest, ripest banana she'd ever had, almost sweet enough to sicken her. She pictured herself licking her lips and teeth to get every last speck of it. Then she imagined herself saying, "Hello, Olahin." "Hello, Tuan." Tuan opened her eyes.
"You heard me!"
Then, realizing the dragon wouldn't have understood that, she thought, "You heard me?" "Yes." "Congratulations.